This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Amherst back on home ice tomorrow night. Scranton Wilkes-Barre, the opponent, Blue Cross Arena, just after 7 o'clock. You can hear the action on your proud home of Rochester Americans Hockey, The Fan, Rochester, right here at 95.7 FM and AM 950. The sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. We always are excited to welcome in Amherst head coach Mike Leone for our weekly chat. And it feels like it's been a couple of weeks since we've had the chance to talk, Coach, and a lot has happened, not just with your team. And
we'll talked to Coach Thursday.
Well, you did talk to him on Thursday?
Yep.
I haven't had a chance to talk to him, Gina. Can I get caught up with the coach here a little bit? I mean, we watched that Four Nations tournament and how it all went down, and, of course, the conclusion on Thursday night. I mean, just your overall sense of what that tournament, that event did for the sport of hockey overall.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. I thought the NHL did a good job. I think the players deserve a lot of credit. Obviously, they were the ones that kind of wanted the best on best. And I think for the people that don't really watch hockey, I think there's a lot of people tuned into the buildup and the USA versus Canada. And just, I mean, it was almost a different, they were playing hockey, but at an extremely high level. And it's, you just could see it. It was almost like a Game 7 Stanley Cup final game. The physicality, there was, you know, world-class players that, you know, probably went unnoticed sometimes because everybody was committed to playing away from the puck because the margin for error was really – I thought it was fantastic. And like I said, it's tough to bet against John Cooper in a game like that.
Yeah, well, I'm look, for all of us that love the sport, it was something that was great. And, you know, your team certainly not missing a beat this weekend. And, you know, one of the things we discussed when we had you on last week, hey, Devin Levi, you could go back a couple weekends, not so good. Game actually got pulled in. What do you think about his response and the mental makeup to just kind of not only block that out, but Levi this week named the AHL Player of the Week, this for not allowing a goal in two games there, stopping 56 straight shots?
Yeah, he was great. Like, you know, it's always, I think sometimes when the goalie, you know, just like with players, you're not gonna be at your best every night. It's just really difficult. So sometimes, you know, the goalie has a bad night, it gets magnified just because he's the one in the net and the goals are going in. And, you know, he responded really well. Like, he had a great week of practice. He knew it was a big weekend for our team. And probably more the skill set that we were going to see, especially the game against Toronto, really talented team, Cleveland, you know, and Belleville's fighting for a playoff spot, so we, you know, they were a really desperate team, and they've kind of got on a They beat Cleveland twice, Sunday, Monday. So tough schedule for the group. But he did a great job responding. He gave us a chance both nights. And I thought our team did a great job, in those two games. I thought we defended really well. Anytime that you're giving up, 56 shots, that means you're giving up less than 30 a game. It says a lot about our commitment to playing team hockey and team defense. But that was great. I think it was a big moment for him and his growth and his development. And I thought he got better because of it.
Let's go back to the last game against Toronto, where you're in the shootout. It's a scoreless draw. And you've got, the first rounder, Konstantelainas, ready to go. And he buries it. And you get flooded with a shower of teddy bears that need to be cleared off. I mean, you want to talk about the mental makeup. Devin Levi's got to stay solid and focused through all of that nonsense and still make the save to get the win. My question is less about the teddy bears on the ice and more about the first round pick of the Buffalo Sabres and Helenius. Just to take a moment here, Coach, and talk about the season that he's had here, his first pro season in North America.
Yeah, no, I thought it was he has some poise and composure in those situations. He scored in the shootout before earlier in the season in Cleveland. He's done a really good job. He probably, if you ask him, he wasn't, probably played to his ability. He didn't play the last 5 minutes of the game or overtime. I think at this time of the year, it's difficult for young kids to play in the league, and he's probably going through a little bit of ups and downs, but we trust him in that situation. He made a really nice play, and good for him. I think there's areas of his game where it's a lot, as an 18-year-old player playing in the USHL. I think there's been a lot of ups and downs, more probably good than bad, but I think it's good for him. Like this time of the year, the game is different, and you have to be really responsible in your own end, and you have to really check. And it's not, there's going to be some games where you might not touch the puck a lot, but you have to be responsible and to be able to, face offs and details coming back in your own zone. So I think there's a lot of learning, and he's done a really good job, and we're going to need him to play good the rest of the way.
Any update on Felix Sandstrom, Coach? And if he's not, if we still don't know anything?
Yeah, no, he'll be back.
Good.
He'll be back this Thursday.
Okay.
You probably won't see him at all this weekend. He hasn't practiced. We don't want to put him in a position where you haven't practiced in over 7 days. So he'll be back sometime next month. He'll be back in the net.
Fantastic. IMX head coach Mike Leone, our guest here in the sports bar. You face a team now that, gosh, not too many teams that in your only matchup you had a loss. 5-0 Wilkes-Barre, you lost to back in November. Do you pull that tape out? Is that any motivational factor against these guys, or is it just such a different team now?
No, not really. I mean, that was that was one of those games tough. Like there's probably 4 or 5 games in the schedule. We weren't great. They didn't play all weekend. We were, I think, on the back end of a long travel, but that happens. And it was probably a course that, during where we probably, it's good learning experience, young group. We didn't manage the game well, but I think we're a lot different team than we were then, and it'll be a really good test for the group. It's probably arguably the most talented roster we'll see in the AHL. I mean, it's top to bottom. They got 3 lines with, I think they have 4 guys with over 40 points. Mm-hmm. And it first in the league in the power play. We're 1-2 in goal scored. So it'll be a good test for our team. They're a really good hockey team. They got Tristan Jarry is their goal. It'll be a big test for the group.
And Mike, once you get through Wilkes-Barre tomorrow night at home, you got a 4-game road stretch here the following, coming up this weekend into the following week, including back-to-back matchups against Laval, who are now looking up at the Amerks in the North Division standing. So mentally, when you see what the kind of success the team has had through this point of the season, and you're atop not just the North, but you're atop the AHL, how do you keep the guys humble and focused on that next game mentality?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I still just think there's, we just got to keep getting better. There's a lot could happen in a, you know, a short amount of time. I really don't, you know, you get texts here and there about where you're at, and I really don't, I don't want to sound like I don't care. I just really don't pay attention to it. I just, there's still areas of our team game where we can get better. You know, you look at this weekend, I thought we did a good job of scoring goals, but we got to do a better job of getting to the inside where goals are scored later in the season. And yeah, just keep playing team hockey. I think the focus for us is, you know, to keep pucks out of our net. We know we could score, but I look at it as a huge step in the right direction. We gave up 3 goals on the weekend, and 2 of them were in the last minute of a runaway game that we had. So it's just, I think the our leadership group and the veteran players know where we're at, know what we're capable of, and I think there's a lot of guys that just are hungry to finish this last kind of stretch off the right way. And a lot of guys you could play pro hockey, college, wherever, and not be where we're at, and you only get so many opportunities to have we feel we have a special group, and it's just to maximize every day that we're together and to try to keep getting better.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the Sabres here, Coach. Tonight we've got the game. They're taking on Anaheim. Is there a reason for optimism? Because I look at the you can't help but not look at the standings and think, okay, that's a lot of ground. But you know, if you caught any of Saturday's game, like boy, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, no, I watch all the games. You know, I don't know how many games they've played. What, 54, 55 games, and I've probably watched 50 of them. I think they're playing really good hockey right now. I think they're 6-3-1 their last 10. They're defending well. I think they're managing the game a lot better. Their special teams, I think, is coming a long way, and that's really important at this time of the year. And if you look at the 5-on-5 play, I think they're +10 in 5-on-5 goals this year. You know, and you know, they're playing good, and I think, like Lindy said in his press conference, you just got to focus on, you know, those small segments that you have and win your weeks and just keep playing, and then you never know what could happen.
As good as they've been, 8-2 in their last 10 games. That's your Rochester Americans back on home ice tomorrow night with Scranton Wilkes-Barre, the Penguins, coming to Blue Cross Arena. Mike Leone, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Always appreciate the time, Coach. Let's talk again next week.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
There's Michael Leone, Rochester Americans head coach. And, yeah, you know, the Sabres, what did you say, 6-3-1 in their last 10? What was Lindy Ruff's break down into segments of five games?
So there's 20, you know, coming out of the break, 28 games left. And the way he did the math was this, that break the season up into five-game segments. 5 times 2 is 10. Can you take 7 of 10 points in each of these five-game segments? And, oh, by the way, you'd have to have a three-game winning streak in the end. And that, I believe, would have put you at 91 points, which that's no guarantee to get you in, but that's how far back they are. We talked to Joe Yurden yesterday. Like, you got to at least appreciate that the Sabres aren't giving up. But come on. Like, it's such a big mountain. You can't have a 13-game losing streak. You can't go like that long without getting points. And to me, that it's too big a hill to climb.
I agree. But I will still kind of like out of the corner of my eye be kind of like peeking to see, all right, are they buying in? Because that's been the problem with this roster, right? The problem with this roster is it doesn't matter who the coach is. There's just no buy-in. When they buy in, they win. Whether you're talking about Granato or you're talking about Lindy Ruff, they just don't consistently buy into what the coach is selling.
Well, people like zeroed in on Kevin Adams, which was a dumb comment, and I'm sure he'd love to have that back. But to me, the part where this team lost me was not sticking up for Tage Thompson. Mm. That was the part, like, okay, are they buying in? The answer was no. Now, did that kind of wake everybody up in retrospect? Did that kind of, because, you know, like, are you looking at the guys that were on the ice at the time and thinking, why didn't you think to kind of stick up for him?
Yeah, that makes some sense. Like, was that a wake-up call? Like, guys, we are an unserious team because we didn't stand up for our guy when he got when a cheap shot happened. That's interesting. And since then, they have been better. They've been better. But you're right. That was the moment of the season where it's like, these guys aren't serious. Mm-hmm. This is an unserious organization.
To me, that was more about the Rangers. I mean, the Rangers, believe it or not, they had 4 guys on Team USA. 4. Mm. And they came out and, oh, you know, it was really kind of tough. No, there's talent on that team. Like, the Sabres are just so young. We've just kind of lost patience here.
We'll have that game for you tomorrow night as the Amerks host the Penguins. Scranton Wilkes-Barre coming to town, Blue Cross Arena, and we'll have the extra for you with Puck Drop just after 7 o'clock. And Don Stevens on the call. We will take a break here. The Bills have extended wide receiver Khalil Shakir. We'll tell you more detail on that extension. And Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott both speaking to One Bills Live today, and Brandon Bean speaking to the media at the Combine. We'll tear apart some of his words from today as well. Dive into some more Buffalo Bills talk in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia with more next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.